Duval Ford, Jacksonville's first and only family-owned Ford dealership, presents the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Here are your hosts, Richard Too Tall Tackett, Brian Super Duty Margetts, Bruce the Wizard Arms, Eric Parks is Parts Rakers, and Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly.
Not necessarily in that order. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5. Thanks for listening. It's a beautiful day out there. We appreciate you. Always glad to have you with us. I'm Bruce the Wizard Arms, and we're broadcasting live from the big number one Duval Ford Platinum Studios in the Hogan Road Command Center.
I like that. Command Center.
I am joined in the big number one Platinum Studios by Eric Parts is Parts Rakers.
Good morning.
Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly.
Good morning.
Eric is a Duval Ford's parts manager. Bob is the area's number one expert in medium-duty trucks. And by area, I mean the entire gosh darn universe. In the booth today, let's just win one for the Gibber, Andrew Gibson of 1010XL's Midday Chalk fame. Speak, sir.
Good morning. I thought you were going to go something else. You usually say something else at the end of that.
A.K.A. Agent Gibb, A.K.A. Gibson, A.K.A. Sounds like Mel, looks like...
I was waiting for that part. Good morning.
Glad to have you, bud. A shout out to our friend Dave Polin, a.k.a. A-Bone, our Model A, Model T expert and owner. Also a shout out to David Brooks, our general manager at our Acura store. The man needs some Facebook hugs, so go to Duval Acura's Facebook page and like some very worthy and deserving folks. Same for Clay Murphy, GM at our Honda store, also deserving. That's facebook.com/Duval Acura, facebook.com/Duval Honda. We got a great show for you today, but first, little housekeeping. Eric?
Well, everybody, the annual walk to defeat ALS is now only 38 weeks away. It'll be here before you know it. But as we mentioned before, in weeks past, ALS is not a weekend event. Research for this dread disease is one of the most underfunded in the world, and we need your help to defeat it. So please, help us if you can. Donate, volunteer, and pledge for next year's walk. And here's how to do it. The ALS website is web.ala.org at Jacksonville, and also on their Facebook page at facebook.com/ALS Florida. You can register for the walk at either address, and please make sure you donate or pledge to one of the walkers or teams.
Thanks, Eric. And visit our website at duvalford.com, and please give us some Facebook hugs. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Duval Ford. If you have a question or want to just make a comment, give us a call at 641-1010. Again, 641-1010. We'd love to have you on the show with us. At the bottom of the hour, Magic Mike Murdoch will join us and get us up to speed on all the great deals and great things happening on Cassett Avenue at big number one Duval Ford today. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck, your source for truck.
Sounded like Max Headroom.
Truck bodies, trailers, and truck equipment. Take it away, Big Wheel.
Hey, Big Wheel here. This segment is brought to you by the wonderful folks at General Truck Equipment and Trailer Sales. You know I'm called Big Wheel for my love of trucks and tractors, and my guy Jim Porter helps me build for the service van, reefer, flatbeds, and the most demanding engineering builds for government. And you know government, lowest price always gets the business. So for all your trucking builds, upfits, tractor collision, call Jim Porter at General Truck Equipment, 904-389-5541, or visit him at generaltruckequipment.com and tell him Big Wheel sent you.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you, General Truck. Again, that's General Truck Equipment. .com. We're following up last week's show on distracted driving, and I got to start off by clearing something up. During last week's show, and of course, we made a lot of appeals to parents to go watch some of the distracted driving videos and watch them with your kids, your teenagers, and make sure that you make that impression on them. In fact, as we walked in, one of the golf guys was talking about almost calling in because he realizes that what a epidemic distracted driving has become. It's a problem for all of us, and all of us have to pitch in together to, you know, to solve the problem. But I made a comment during the show. I was talking about my granddaughters, who are 15 and 16, and how they can type on their cell phones faster than I can type on a typewriter. Well,
typewriter?
I want you to know I did that on purpose just to see who was listening. When Denny came in to do the sports den, the first thing he said is, "How old are you?" He said, "Typewriter?" I said, "Yeah, typewriter." So I did say typewriter instead of keyboard. I don't own a typewriter. I do own
anymore.
Lots and lots and lots of keyboards, but I learned how to use a keyboard by learning how to use a typewriter. They're basically the same thing. The mechanics are a little different, but the keystroking is pretty much the same. So laugh out loud. I did say it on purpose. Not.
It was, glad to hear it, Wizard.
It was like cargo pants. It was.
Yes.
It was.
Cargo shorts.
It was some kind of slip of the tongue, but anyhow.
There you go.
It was great to know that somebody was out there listening. As a matter of fact, I always call my wife as soon as I get off the show. Within 5 minutes of getting in my car, I call her up, and she usually says nice things like "great show," but or "what do you mean by that?" or "this" or "that" or "that." She answered the phone and said, "Typewriter?" So, anyhow, glad to know that you guys out there are listening and not sleeping. Anyhow, back to distracted driving. We're going to segue our show today from distracted driving into what we discussed briefly as maybe what is the panacea, the end-all, be-all solution to distracted driving, and that's autonomous driving. You weren't with us last week, so, Eric, but we did. We talked about all the some real horror stories.
Absolutely.
That have come out of distracted driving. I mean, the fact that 11 teenagers a day die texting while driving.
It's crazy.
I mean, here's some Florida stats. Since 1912, there's been a 25% increase in the number of vehicle accidents caused by distracted driving. 25% increase.
Since when?
2012.
Okay.
So in 4 short years of measurable statistics. In 2015 alone, there were more than 45,700 distracted driving crashes in our state, which resulted in more than 39,000 injuries and 200-plus fatalities. Distracted driving was the primary cause for 12.2% of all crashes statewide in 2015. It also accounted for 7.4% of all fatal accidents, 15.4% of all crashes that led to injuries. And in a related story we talked about last week, it's also increased pedestrian deaths, not just by people texting and driving and running over people, but by people texting and walking out in front of
traffic.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, in front of traffic. So, of the more than 47,000 distracted driving crashes in 2015, 35% of them occurred in just 4 of Florida's 67 counties. This is bringing it home. Broward, Orange, Tampa, and, yeah, you guessed it,
Duval,
which had nearly 2,800 accidents in 2015. And again, the big thing, 11 teenagers die every day in the U.S. as a result of distracted driving. You remember, I think we all do, back at that age, and we in our own minds, we never get older, but back then, you're a little more invulnerable to anything. I mean, you are Superman. Nothing can touch you.
You know, we got some training this past week about some of the automatic features that are in the vehicles now. We were talking to a Ford rep who does training for like sync and how we're able to communicate the information to our customers and help educate the customers when they purchase a vehicle. One of the items that Ford has is person recognition. Somebody standing straight up with a dog, whatever, but you know, so Ford is involved in that, and that is low light person identification from the car. So
low light
with identification.
Light.
Right.
All right, everybody, we're going to talk about the self-driving dilemma when we come back. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5. Stay with us.
1010XL takes you behind the microphone.
Do not go in there.
What are you possibly describing?
Dan Hicken and Jeff Prosser.
Woo!
Mornings on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
I'm Craig Morgan. Everyone knows that Mother Nature is my playground. And when I hit the trail, I drive hard. And Mother Nature, she hits back even harder. Linex protects my vehicle inside and out with the toughest and most durable protective coatings and accessories on the market today, guaranteed to withstand even the harshest of elements. I've learned that anything worth protecting is worth overprotecting, because when protection matters most, I Linex it. Ask for it by name.
Wizard here. Go see our friend Eric Kronforst at Safari Truck for all your Linex needs.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi, I'd like,
Let me guess, the usual. Come on, mix it up a bit.
Who are you? My conscience?
No, your stomach. Let's try the hickory turkey and bacon melt. Tender turkey breast, crispy bacon, melted American cheese and veggies, topped with a smoky hickory sauce.
Oh, wow, that does sound good.
See, we should listen to me more often.
Introducing the new Hickory Collection. Try it with turkey and bacon or rotisserie-style chicken. Bold flavors from a better Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, Beef here for the Hit Center. You might have heard, I'm working out at the Hit Center. As the dad of a very active boy, I want to make sure I'm on top of my game for the long haul. So I decided to get fit at the Hit Center. If they can train world-class athletes like Cy Young winners and all-pro football players, they can help you get fit too. And the great thing about the Hit Center is it's about you and your goals, including your safety, and starting you off on the best path to fitness. Give them a call or go online to hitcenterjax.com. Get hit fit today.
It's McGowan's Salute to Service. Until the 4th of July, McGowan's is giving all vets and first responders an extra 15% off all service and parts. Let our service team thank you for your service. From the Georgia border to Palm Coast, folks trust Max to get the best in their AC done right. Visit us at McGowansAC.com, the official heating and air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Riverside Pain Physicians. Relieve the pain and return to life with same-day or next-day appointments at Riverside Pain Physicians. 8 locations in Jacksonville and St. Augustine, focused on your convenience. Call 389-1010 and explore pain treatment options without having to wait and wait. Call 389-1010 for same-day or next-day appointment. Relieve the pain and return to life at Riverside Pain Physicians. 8 locations. Call 389-1010.
More Jaguars, more often. 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Need a roof? Let me tell you about S&C Square Contracting. They just put a roof on my neighbor's house, and his wife couldn't be happier. They were helpful with his insurance claim, their work was impeccable, and they kept the job site clean. Now, I worked in construction for years, and I got to tell you, I know quality materials and quality workmanship. S&C Square is the roofing company I'd recommend to family, friends, and you. Call 524-8621, 524-8621, S&C Square Roofing with integrity.
So your gas.
This is Barry Rainey, General Manager of Sawyer Gas. We're excited to be holding a Customer Appreciation Day from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our Fernandina Beach location on July 7th. We invite all of you to attend. There will be great giveaways, food, and fun. So stop by 515 South 8th Street in Fernandina and see Sherry and what's cooking on the Big Blue Grill.
Sawyer Gas, driving every day with Sawyer Gas.
Have you been putting off a paint project because of the hassles involved? Picking colors, repairing damaged areas? Maybe you're just wondering if the painters will show up on time. Will they respect your property or leave a huge mess? I'm Jason Parker with Performance Painting. Allow our team to show you what it's like to get a great customer experience and a great paint job. Go to performance-painting.com. Quality coatings applied with pride.
Performance Painting.
Kick off your week with Breakfast with Boselli. Tony Boselli and Jeff Prosser. Breakfast with Boselli is brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing. Monday morning at 8:15 on 1010XL. The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck, and this portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by Safari Truck of Jacksonville. Safari specializes in the application of Linex protective coating for truck bed liners and related vehicles. They take great pride in their personal customer service and their wide range of spray jobs. Their standard Linex spray on bed liners are lab tested and lifelong guaranteed to protect your truck bed from most anything you can throw at it. Linex permanently bonds to your truck bed with a factory-like finish that follows every angle and curve to preserve precious cargo space while creating a watertight seal. no air gaps or drill holes to give water a place to hide and rust a chance to take hold. So protect your investment with the toughest bed liner on the planet. Call Safari today and request a quote. Or check them out on the web at safaritruckofjacksonville.com. And don't hesitate to call our friend Eric with any off-the-wall spray job. Or on the wall. Hey, we were talking during the break about what different shows have in common with the public, and that the things that we know the most about, and I guarantee you the three of us are extremely diverse.
Yeah,
in the business.
We're different
I mean,
folks.
Oh, yeah. The guy that handles 650s and 750s, a guy that handles parts, and a guy that handles marketing. So none of us are, I guess, as well-rounded as we would like to be when we do a show like this. But I think Big Wheel hit it on the head. We were talking about the outdoor show earlier and the golf show, and that these guys have a commonality with their listener. And Bob just nailed it. He said, well, everybody drives. So
absolutely.
That is our commonality. And if you want to join the discussion, please feel free to call us at 641-1010.
Can they text that too?
They can also text that. And
interject anonymously.
Got a question you want to ask? Just please send it in. On any of those three subjects or anything that has to do with driving, I promise you this. We have an opinion, which I'm about to show you. We have an opinion.
I hate advertising.
I love advertising. I absolutely love advertising.
Bob, why do you hate advertising?
No, I'm just saying that because of our previous discussion.
He's being a deflector.
He's deflecting.
I'm deflecting.
He's deflecting my question, Bob.
You know, I asked Bob last night to do a little research on a subject that's kind of on everybody's minds right now, whether you want it to be or not, because everything Donald Trump says somehow gets put on everybody's mind.
That's true.
One way or the other. Good, bad, and different. Of course, media is pretty much on that other side. You know, they're going to paint it one way. But we were talking about the Paris Climate Accord, and I asked Bob to do some research and see how our backing out of that, our rejecting it, affects the automotive industry. I did some research myself. I couldn't find anything specific, but Bob has all kinds of conspiracy theories. And since Bob drives a 2006 Super Duty.
Right.
I drive a 2014 Explorer, and Eric drives a 2016 Mustang. There's a seat for every fanny, and we all have a different opinion. So,
well, we do.
What did you find out, Mr. Mel Gibson, conspiracy theorist?
Let's start with some basics. You know, when you talk about the Paris climate, and this is some of what I pulled up. Under previous United States administration, climate change, clean energy were major areas of international cooperation. In 2014, President Obama committed $3 billion to the climate fund. So we have a fund. All right. So keep that in mind. Which helps poor countries fight and adapt to climate change. So now we have to fight climate change.
Is a fund an expense?
Just remember Green Climate Fund. We'll have an acronym for that. The GCF?
GCF.
Yeah. We'll have that later on. But, you know, this is the foundation here.
That,
yeah.
GCF.
Right. Yeah. So Paris Climate. All right. So then the fund was a key compromise in the Paris Agreement to get developing countries, the countries that are basically everybody south of Canada and the United States in the Western Hemisphere.
Like Baldwin?
Everybody. That's north of Jacksonville. Anyway.
South of the Mississippi, though.
Yeah. South of the Mississippi, please.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Keep it going.
Go ahead, Big Wheel.
All right. So developing countries, what's their stake in it? On board despite industrial nations' greater historical responsibility for carbon emissions. So they're bringing up the idea that historically, you know, we were, you know, pretty polluting country back in the day, history. All right. So while in office, this was put in by Mr. Obama, and he did transfer $1 billion to that fund. Before he left. And remember, this is not ratified by Congress because Mr. Obama agreed with it. And before that, the Kyoto, which is what this was, the Paris was founded on was not ratified and was voted on Congress. So just a little information there. But
was that cash money, that billion?
It transferred $1 billion to the fund, period.
To the GCF.
To the GCF.
Okay.
All right. So back to the GCF. What is GCF? It is a fund within the framework of another acronym. Here we go. UNFCCC, a founded mechanism to assist developing countries in adaptation mitigation practices to counter climate change, not fight climate change the way they had above. But anyway, the GCF.
Sounds like green pork to me.
Yeah. Well, it is by the United Nations. That's really what it is. The United Nations putting this together, which is, of course, the Paris Climate Accord. But and the GCF is in the Songdo district in South Korea, which is a stone's throw from North Korea, that particular city. So interesting. But it is supported by a board member of board members, 24 members on their board. So now we're paying board members. We're paying a fund, and that's before anybody ever gets anything done.
So each one gets 1/24th of the $1 billion fund.
Well, it's kind of like nowadays you're finding that the world is getting a little bit smaller because of communication, and
thought it was because of Amazon, but.
Yeah. Hey, they're moving it closer to town, so it is getting smaller.
There you go.
But the idea behind it is, you know, I know with Mr. Trump, he'd really like to see us dealing directly and not through associations with individual companies or countries, excuse me. He used to say companies. Now he says countries. But what President Trump suggested would not be nice for U.S. to fund an infrastructure of $4 billion. So, you know, that's his idea behind that. He'd rather have us use the $4 billion for climate cleanup in the United States or deal with the countries directly instead of through a fund, through the United Nations. So there is some, you know, transparency that actually goes a long way. During both the Bush and the Obama administrations, for instance, the United States pushed for all countries to adhere to a single set of transparency rules for reporting emissions. And China has long argued for a weaker set of reporting for developing countries. So in that respect, you know, we do need to understand that, yes, the U.S. had a you know, Industrial Revolution back in the 1800s, 1900s that we went through. So we do have some history there and maybe something to get out of.
Did you find the definition of developing countries in your studies?
I kind of pulled that out.
Was Baldwin there? No. No, really. No. What is a developing country? That's a whole nother.
That was one of the things I mentioned. In the Western Hemisphere, it is. There's the United States and Canada. Everybody south of us in the Western Hemisphere is a developing country. That includes the Caribbean. So that's Mexico and south, all the way through to South America is considered a developing nation.
That's a broad marker.
Yeah, it really is. And of course, we do have developed, past tense, nations. We've got Europe, and there's a lot of countries in Europe. We also have Russia, China. Those are considered developed countries. Countries that, you know, as they put for this accord, are major contributors because why? They went through the Industrial Revolution, and they really polluted the heck out of the land, the water, and the air. And all this was going on in the 1800s, 1900s. So we have some history there, and we should put some money in there. So, okay. But Mr. Trump would like to do it more direct.
You know, China is the largest polluter in the world.
That's true. But that has changed hands. At one point, we were.
China is a signatory on the Paris Climate Accord.
Correct.
So does China take our lead and back out and go start polluting again, or did it even change the way they did business? Here's the thing. I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think, and we've been talking about it here on the show for 2 years, We were talking about it when we didn't even know what we were talking about. The momentum toward renewable energy, I think, is totally unstoppable.
Yeah,
absolutely. It doesn't matter. One president can't refocus enough. And I'm using energy as a catch-all term, but he can't refocus enough energy to change the way we're going. I mean, when a company like Ford dedicates $4.3 billion, that's $1.3 billion more than your GCF, to electric vehicles. Well, not electric vehicles, to autonomous driving.
Autonomous driving,
I mean, gosh knows how much they've given to electrical vehicles, with 13 brand new ones. Hybrids are full electric coming out between now and the year 2021.
So what drives that? What's the idea behind that? Economics.
Exactly.
So it makes sense.
And
it will happen.
It's not a trend.
Right.
It's a life cycle.
Right. So we know back in the 1900s, during the Industrial Revolution, when we were polluting, it's history. People can look it up on the internet. You can look it up on the internet from any country, for that matter, and know that, hey, you shouldn't put mercury in the ground. But what you probably could do is go, let's make it mercuric oxide and repurpose it and put it in your steel for an alloy. But anyway, so we do know those things. And so do developing countries.
Well, also, the one thing that the green side of the fence has more than the non-green side of the fence is historical data. I mean, they have all kinds of immediate touchy-feely. I saw this yesterday. It wasn't a very cold winter. I saw it this year. The historical data is just now beginning to come to the surface on history of the Earth and how it cycles through different periods.
Right.
But it's certainly not as definitive as what you felt this past winter, or the heat you're going to feel when you walk out the door today, or the melting of the ice pack, or cracks in the whatever, you know. So,
well, that's part of the reason why they try to make certain things politically correct, moving from global warming to climate change.
But anyhow, don't worry.
Yeah.
You guys out there that are worried about this Paris thing, just take it from us heavy metal gang members. You can't stop the move toward renewable energy.
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's gone crazy. I mean, when look at the value of Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look where we're going with that. I mean, I've got a story right here, and we'll talk about it after we have Magic Mike on. The University of Michigan, in conjunction with that city they built for autonomous driving, are launching this fall two 15 passenger vans that run on the campus and through part of that Auton City, that they're driverless. They're totally autonomous, and it's a functioning run.
Well, so, like I said, Ford has it in their vehicles right now. They can identify people on the side of the street in low light. So, I mean, it's, you know, in low light means, okay, it's completely dark out, but I have my headlights on.
And during the break, Big Wheel is going to do some more studying, and he's going to bring another story to the table that even Cummins, which is synonymous with diesel, is moving toward hybrids and electrics. We're going to talk about the state of Texas, which is just like their gun laws. They're just wide open with autonomous driving testing, maybe even too far, some say. We're going to talk about the self-driving dilemma, if we have time to talk about all this. You know, how do you make drivers still pay attention? I mean, the results are out on that Tesla crash, that the guy was only had his hands on the steering wheel for 25 seconds or something, or 27 seconds in a 37-minute drive that ended in his death. So, you know.
We know our boss Tackett wouldn't be distracted.
No, of course not.
We won't
go there.
No, we won't.
But anyhow. We'll talk about all that when we come back. We'll have Magic Mike, too, when we come back, talk about all the big things happening at Big Number One Duval Ford. But we're going to take a little break. This portion of the Heavy Metal Hour has been brought to you by Safari Truck and General Truck. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They're very dishonest people.
You don't need a radio to listen to 1010XL. Download the free 1010XL or 92.5 FM app and listen on your Android or iPhone.
1010XL. This is the sound of George getting his butt kicked in squash.
for the 10th straight time. But after working with our wellness coaches to get back into shape, losing never felt so good.
Woo! 11-0.
Aetna, you don't join us, we join you. Find out more at AetnaWeJoinYou.com.
Ballou here for State Farm. That is correct. I have switched my insurance over to Russ Voorhis. Why? Well, I've known Russ forever. He's a lifelong Jacksonville resident. He's been with State Farm since 1997. They are the largest when it comes to auto and home insurance. You know what? He's not going to deal with you from a sales perspective. He's going to do from an educational one. Understand your policies. Call Russ Voorhis today, 276-9535, 276-9535.
Ever walk into a jewelry store and your palms start to sweat? Feel like the salespeople are staring you down, sizing you up? And since you don't know much about diamonds, you're starting to feel really overwhelmed. Relax, there's a better way. It's Global Diamonds, the store everyone's talking about. You'll feel the difference the minute you walk in. It's fun, high energy, and anything but intimidating. At Global, we'll greet you with a smile, offer you something to drink, and let you shop at your own pace. And we won't let you buy anything until we teach you how to buy a diamond the smart way, like a dealer buys. Global's expert diamond consultants will show you the inside secrets of the business and the tricks that can help you really maximize your budget. And once you've learned how to buy, we'll show you as many diamonds in your price range as you want to see. Let you compare them side by side, and then give you a no-nonsense, no-haggle price that we guarantee anywhere in America. Buying a diamond shouldn't be mysterious or scary. It should be fun, relaxing, and stress-free. Come discover the global difference. Jacksonville's direct diamond importer. The market's at Town Center between West Marine and REI.
Jags fans, your EverBank checking or money market account could be your ticket to London this September. Through the EverBank London Getaway, one lucky winner and a guest will be off to London with a pair of tickets to see the Jags at Wembley. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/London. Sweepstakes ends July 28th, so visit everbank.com/London today. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents in the United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Entry period from 6/19/17 to 7/28/17. For official rules, how to enter without bank deposit, to opt out, and for complete details, visit everbank.com/London or an EverBank location. Sponsor EverBank.
Teal and black, 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
The biggest complaints personal injury clients have are their lawyers, or they can't get a hold of them, and they don't know what's going on with their case. This is attorney Brett Hastings, and our firm isn't like any other Jacksonville injury firm. I personally meet with every client, and no client question goes unanswered. Don't take my word for it, take my clients. Visit justiceforjacksonville.com for our clients' testimonials. There are no fees or costs unless you win, and the consultation is always free. Law offices of Brett Hastings, where the injured find justice.
Are you experienced in heavy industrial construction or marine labor? If so, AmeriForce is your answer. AmeriForce is an employee-owned company with full benefits and competitive pay. They're focused on providing a safe and secure work environment for every employee. Their staff will work with you to provide assignments that increase your skill level and add to your job experience in order to advance and maintain your career. Visit their website to apply now. It's jobs at AmeriForce.com. AmeriForce, the workforce specialists.
Ballou here for the Blue Crab Crab House. Steamer pots with crab legs, shrimp sausage, corn, and potatoes. Right now, under $20. How about a quarter-pound homemade hand-picked Maryland-style crab cakes with special sauce? Every day, the Blue Crab Crab House is open except for Monday. Doors open weekdays at 4:30. For reservations, call them 260-CRAB. The Blue Crab Crab House, San Jose and Julington Creek Road.
Get your golf weekend started early during Brunch with the Tour, Wednesday morning at 9.
Tournament winning shot, surely.
Tour news, tips, and inside info.
Well, that should be enough to do.
Brought to you by TPC Sawgrass and World Golf Hall of Fame on 1010XL. The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
We're on.
Oh, yeah.
We're on.
Good selection, Gib.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5. I'm Bruce the Wizard Arms, joined by Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly and Eric Parts as Parts Rakers. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck. This portion of the Heavy Metal Hour is brought to you by Eric Rakers, Duval Ford Parts Department, where all your OEM Ford and Motorcraft parts come with a 2-year unlimited mileage warranty. So, whether you're looking for an original equipment part or a high-quality vehicle-specific replacement part for a Ford, Duval Ford and Parts as Parts have you covered. Every part we offer comes recommended by Ford Motor Company and features the trusted, genuine parts or Motorcraft brand name. Or, what's that other one?
Omnicraft.
Omnicraft. So stop by and see Heavy Metal Gang member Eric Parts of the Parts Rakers. And his amazing staff will provide you with unbeatable service on all your parts needs.
Quickly, though.
Bam.
Yes.
You know the music.
Whoa, 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 it's magic.
Boom, boom.
You know. Never believe it's not so. It's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so. Threw down on you there, Gib. Welcome aboard. We've got someone from a developing country, Fleming Island, on the line. Magic Mike Murdoch.
Yes. I won't say anything else. I'm live on Cassett Avenue, 1616 Cassett Avenue, but I hail from Fleming Island. I'm a Fleming Islander. So shout out to all the people in Fleming Island and Green Cove Springs. Great customers out there, but yes. Hello, Big Will. Hello, Parts is Parts, and the Wizardo.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Fellow Islander.
Yes, thank you. Yes, fellow Fleming Islander. Sounds like a hockey team.
It does.
The Fleming Islanders. But, and the Green Covians. Shout out the Green Covians. But yes, good news. The Ford summer sales event. So Ford just announced it. Obviously, we just had our official first day of summer. But for Duval Ford and Ford Motor Company, it is the starting of our summer sales event, which is very exciting because Ford came out with and brought back 0% up to 72 months. So you have now five vehicle lines. And so a lot of times, folks, we talk about payments. We've talked about leasing on the show, some of the other programs. But most folks prefer to purchase and own their vehicles. So when you have absolutely no interest and you can get everything for zero, you want to snatch it. And these are 2017 models. So you don't have to go. We still have several 16 models on clearance. But you can come in and get a brand new 2017. Just to give you an idea, the vehicle lines, the Focus, Ford Fusion, the new Ford Escape, Ford Edge, and the F-150. And Ford continues to dominate. I mean, right now it is... Ford's the number one selling brand in the country, and they've got probably the best variety. So whether you're looking for that small economy car, nice SUV for the family, nice sports car for yourself or another loved one, or our specialty, you know, Ford trucks. There's a lot of Ford truck men and women out there who want to get their new F-150 or new Super Duty Motor Trend Truck of the Year. But come in, because with 0%, and they've offered $1,000 trade assist. So any trade, if you're trading in a vehicle, not only will you get 0%, but you're also going to pick up an extra $1,000 in rebates. And they just sent out a special target. We always try to get you the first and latest news on any other discounts and offers. Ford targeted all the F-150 owners, 2 million nationwide. There's 800 in our area, in our customer base. So any Duval Ford customers out there, if you own a F-150, there's another $750 private offer or certificate. You would have received it in your email, but even if you didn't receive it, if you've got a new F-150, come by or call us or visit us at DuvalFord.com. We can pull it up, find you extra incentives and savings. And all the Focus owners out there, Ford just put out a new $2,000 incentive or $2,000 certificate. If you own a Ford Focus, come in and you get another Ford Focus, you can get another additional $2,000 on top of the 0% in these other programs, or another $1,500 on any new vehicle. So great programs. We're still extending the military appreciation program and first responder program. You can take advantage of that. And Ford credit, you don't have to have perfect credit. They've just announced some new money, an extra $500, $1,000. So bottom line is, extra low payments for anybody out there if you're looking for a vehicle, and we still have the best selection in pre-owned vehicles and Ford certified pre-owned vehicles. If you want a vehicle, hey, I want a vehicle still has all the warranties left, two sets of keys, the manuals, all the same special treatment like I'm buying a new car, but I want to save several thousand more dollars. We got it covered. So what would you say, A to Z, or any vehicle needs you got, anything you want out there, we do have it. We got it on the ground in stock right now.
Anything south of the Mississippi is what I would say.
Yes.
60% of the time, it works.
Every time. And the nice thing is, like we've always said, wet birds never fly at night.
Now
that it's summertime, rain before noon, dark by midnight. So please remember that.
Red sky in the morning and all that. Hey, but you know what?
Super Duty's live. Super Duty's here with me. So we say he can't be there.
Hey, Super Duty.
So we got it covered.
Yeah.
Going down the fort. He's here.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count as a show, Super Duty. Hey, Magic Mike. Magic Mike. I noticed that they're pouring curb out in the parking lot. So our parking conundrum and having all those cars stacked up down the street, around the corner, over there, over here, everywhere, is getting ready to go away. Curbs.
Great news, yes.
Curbs being laid is positive.
It does not look like a sand lot anymore. You'll still see a big pile of sand, but you can actually see concrete curb. You're right, Wizardo. So the asphalt's coming, the landscaping, so pretty soon we will have a nice super car lot with all the cars together. And all the cars are here. So even though you come by and you see that lot, like, we've got hundreds of cars everywhere, every nook and cranny, and all around the dealership. So just because you see the tractors, the bulldozers, and pile of sand doesn't mean that we don't have a great selection. So come in and see us. And visit us at DewellFord.com. Last thing I was going to say, I haven't mentioned this in a while, shop your dealer. But we've also been recognized nationally and locally. And you can ask our Duval Ford customers out there in Duval Ford land, being in business as many years as we've had. But also visit DealerRater.com. There's a lot of good resources out there, and you can check out our Google reviews. You can check us out on Facebook or go to DealerRater.com, kind of like the Angie's List for car dealerships, and see our five-star ratings and the reviews by our fellow customers. So.
Well spoken.
Shop your dealer also before you shop your dealership.
Well spoken, Magico.
Thank you
very
much.
It's a beautiful thing, Mike.
Back to work. I've got a guest working, sir. Get away from that car. I'll be right with you. They're lining up over here, so I'm going to get back to work, boys. Roll Tide, go Gators, go BYU, go Jags, and don't forget, the Wizardo, Eric Parts' Parts Rakers, and Big Wheel are the best in the land.
That's right.
Take care
we
of
love you,
and
brother.
Love you. Peace out. See you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate that. Before we get into the self-driving dilemma, as I promised you, I promised Big Wheel that I would not curtail or forsake him during the show. He did his due diligence on myths and legends, that I would allow him to complete his train of thought verbally.
There we go. I appreciate it.
I have to say, his verbal skills have improved by 700% over last week when he moved a website about 340 miles south.
Of the Mississippi.
No, of here.
Yeah.
Continue on, sir.
All right, I appreciate
it. Very ameliorating.
I appreciate it.
And elucidating.
That. Yeah, that too. Well, hey, you know, we were talking about the Paris Accord, and I said, hey, a lot of it is about economics, and I think that's what we're trying to get across here. A country is developing a product by complying with green standards, moves their product to the world stage, then we accept whether or not we should buy it. And that goes for, you know, companies just wanting to, like, for example, sell to Ford. We do have products and parts that we get from other nations around the world, and we choose to buy them. There are some products that we choose not to buy. If you look at product labels, you know, what do you usually see on them? Do you see something that is made in South Korea? No, you see something that is made in Korea. We do have trade embargo listed with North Korea right now. The DMZ is an industrial complex just north of the DMZ, I should say. And they do build parts for Kia and Hyundai. They do sell those parts to the folks in South Korea. So for the people that do put those imports out there, there is some question as to whether that is something that we should purchase because of a trade embargo. So just putting that out there as far as the peace accord and the embargo that we currently have. Should we do business that way? Yes, green companies that are out there, green countries that are out there, we're definitely going to fill out the economics and move forward with them. So smaller agreements with individual countries instead of giving funds to large boards and the UN, like Mr. Trump would like to do. Moving forward on that thought.
Moving forward, when the Gibber says 30 seconds, it means 30 seconds. When Big Wheel says 30 seconds, it means multiply by 6 or maybe 8. So
at least a couple.
Are we in conclusion?
Thank you very much.
I thought that was extremely well done. We consider ourselves ameliorated and elucidated, and we are charmed by your millenocenary attention to detail.
And I'm going to pretend I understand it, every single one of those words.
Elamocenary, charitable.
Yeah, just give it an acronym.
Hey, we were talking about how self-driving vehicles may be the solution, the panacea, the end-all, be-all to the problems we have with distracted driving. Not going to happen. Could happen, maybe in a science fiction movie. There's all kinds of problems that go along with that, and one of the big ones is what we're referring to as the self-driving dilemma. How do you make drivers still pay attention? I mean, if you're...
Or computers.
It's just think about this. When 80%, I believe, of all distracted driving accidents happen when it's a solo driver.
Yeah.
You know, when you've got someone in the car with you, you're not nearly as apt to be distracted. I mean, you're distracted to a certain point because you're carrying on a conversation or you're just acknowledging the fact that somebody is with you. You're not going to, maybe you're not being as so selfish as to pull out your phone and answer a text or do any dictation. But how do you keep the person that's in the car by themselves paying attention?
It's tougher.
If it's an autonomous vehicle, if it's self-driving, it's going to be even harder to keep that person from texting.
Engaged.
We talked about the 2016 crash of the Tesla Model S that killed the driver because, and here are the actual stats on it. He had a 41-minute trip, and his hands were on the wheel for just 25 seconds. And he had seven warnings from the Tesla systems telling him to put his hands back on the steering wheel. We have things like tiny cameras. We have sensors that actually track your drooping head. It's kind of like the Ford thing with the coffee cup says,
hey, wake up.
Yeah. Steering wheel monitors, audible alerts to ensure that drivers are paying attention.
Steering wheel vibrates.
Yeah, haptic.
But if you ain't got your hands on it.
Right. Well, there. Some of the newer systems may have a solution to that, but maybe not. I don't personally think that's the solution. I think that it's accepting personal responsibility for your actions is what's going to make that happen.
I agree. I think that'd be number one right there.
You know, I've even been reluctant this week. It said hands-free is not risk-free. We talked about that last week. And I have Sync 2 in my Explorer. So all I have to do is hit a button on the steering wheel and say, call Marcy Sell, and it calls her, and I'm talking to my wife most of the time. But even still, I'm distracted when I do that. So
yeah, me too.
I've been a little reluctant to do that this week. I've been paying a little more attention to it, and like I told everybody last week, if you sit down and Google or being distracted driving, go to the video section and watch some of the sad stories that are out there. And it's just like when we talked about ALS, we were talking about how the people that are really involved in ALS weren't involved in ALS till ALS touched them. So we're all invulnerable to an accident that's coming from texting and driving. We're not. So don't do it. We're going to take a little break. We'll have a little bit more when we come back. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL. Stay tuned.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
Give me trips right tight, zebra left.
We speak many languages.
Almost an eagle, guaranteed birdie, maybe.
1010XL.
Hey, bada, 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 swing, bada.
92.5 FM.
Cooking out for the 4th? Crank up the sizzle with Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burgers. They're juicy, delicious, 100% beef, made in the USA with true grit and American pride. Look for Philly Gourmet beef patties, thick and juicy, Angus, and new Angry Steer Sirloin Burgers, guaranteed to make your big bash an All-American Philly Gourmet Badass blowout. Don't be a bubba. Get your Philly Gourmet All-American Badass Burger on. Family owned and operated.
Jeff Prosser here. This month, the World Golf Hall of Fame wants to see you challenge me on the King and Bear course at the World Golf Hall of Fame Golf Simulator. You'll have a chance to win huge prizes. Visit the Hall of Fame in June and ask about the Meet Prosser Challenge. You'll be entered to win Hall of Fame gear, IMAX tickets, a round of golf at Slammer and Squire, and more. Beat the heat and try the Prosser Golf Simulator Challenge this June. For the full prize list and contest rules, visit worldgolfhalloffame.org/beatprosser.
I'm Craig Morgan. Everyone knows that Mother Nature is my playground. And when I hit the trail, I drive hard. And Mother Nature, she hits back even harder. Line-X protects my vehicle inside and out with the toughest and most durable protective coatings and accessories on the market today. Guaranteed to withstand even the harshest of elements. I've learned that anything worth protecting is worth overprotecting. Because when protection matters most, I Line-X it. Ask for it by name.
Wizard here. Go see our friend Eric Kronforst at Safari Truck for all your Line-X needs.
Have you heard? Jacksonville has voted Roland Reich as the Bold City's best plumber. Because when you promise great work on time, the word gets around. So for any plumbing issue, large or small, use the Bold City's best. PlumberInJax.com.
Riverside Pain Physicians. Relieve the pain and return to life with same day or next day appointments at Riverside Pain Physicians. 8 locations in Jacksonville and St. Augustine, focused on your convenience. Call 389-1010 and explore pain treatment options without having to wait and wait. Call 389-1010 for same day or next day appointment. Relieve the pain and return to life at Riverside Pain Physicians. 8 locations. Call 389-1010.
The Gators, the Noles, the Dogs, and the Canes. 1010 XL. 92.5 FM.
Hey, Beef here for the Hit Center. As you know, I'm working out at the Hit Center. I just have a goal of feeling better, being more physically fit, and the Hit Center is helping me in a safe, controlled environment with a fitness plan based on my goals. I even had to get a doctor's okay before I could even start. If they can train Cy Young winners and all-pro football players, they can help you get fit too. You can do personal or group fitness. They even have a nutritionist. So don't wait. Give them a call or go online to hitcenterjax.com. The Hit Center, where the athletes train.
Got some property to take care of? Let Kubota help you out. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and diesel utility vehicles, Kubota has the equipment to help get your work done. With a variety of tractors and a range of horsepower options, Kubota delivers the efficiency, power, and comfort down to the light construction, landscaping, and chores on the farm. Take on your toughest jobs with a Kubota. See your local dealer today. Visit McClenny Equipment and Tractor in McClenny.
Cancer-free. This mission has driven UF Health Proton Therapy Institute since opening in Jacksonville 10 years ago. With proton therapy, we deliver the most advanced radiation treatment available, destroying cancer with minimal to no lasting side effects. That's why thousands have chosen UF Health Proton Therapy Institute. It's harder on cancer and easier on you, so you can live life to the fullest. Find out if proton therapy is right for you at floridaproton.org.
Now's the time to join TPC Sawgrass with a Dyes Valley Annual Pass. Enjoy the lifestyle but not a golfer? Join the TPC Social Membership and ask about a $300 credit. Call TPC Sawgrass at 280-2412.
The NFL offseason is where the rubber hits the road. Tire Outlet and 1010XL track off-season activity so you don't miss a beat. Keep the off-season rolling at TireOutlet.com. Wholesale prices, premium service. Yeah. The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Heavy Metal Hour. Today's show is brought to you by General Truck. Appreciate the guys at General Truck. They're awesome. All your trucking needs over there. As Big Wheel tells us every week.
Oh, yeah.
And the condensed version now, which we like much more. Anyhow. We never really got around to you, Eric, on this the whole show. What'd you think?
I mean, it was fantastic.
What is your opinion on global warming, autonomous driving, distracted driving?
Here, let me break it down for you.
Driving in general. Do you drive?
I drive. I'm going to say this right now. Ocean currents and everything's distracting. So you know what you do? You just enjoy everything. Don't do nothing. Just enjoy it. Ignore half everything we say.
That's why we only give him a paragraph.
And that's why I sit here and listen most of the time. And the only things you give me to do to talk about is something I have to read off my iPad.
That's why we give you a paragraph at a time.
That's right.
So yeah. What do you think of global warming?
It's climate change.
Yeah, you gotta say climate change. Honestly, how long have we been talking about this?
Years.
And we will be continuing talking about it for years. So really, it's my opinion. it's just going to be a fine new to the conversation. But I do believe, yes, global warming, icebergs melting, the water's going to rise. And guess what? I've got my place set up for nice oceanfront property.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Fleming Island is really going to be Fleming Island here soon.
Yeah.
Was that a
the calls are going to start coming in, I think.
Bob, what do you think about Eric's comments?
You know,
what do you think? No, seriously, Eric, do you think autonomous driving is the solution to distracted driving? Heavy sigh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, if you think about it, autonomous driving, you know, add up all the bad habits that you can personally admit to. Think about that as you're going down the road. Now you've got an autonomous car driving next to you. You can't flip them the finger or anything like that. You cannot do things to an autonomous vehicle while it's going down the road. It's driving properly. It's got to make us better drivers.
You're right.
It's got to work.
Did you see that
autonomous
video?
Autonomous driving is going to make us better.
Did you see that video on Autoblog this week with a motorcycle?
No.
The guy's obviously unhappy. Somebody cut him off. I think this is in Texas somewhere. And somebody behind him pulled out saw this road rage thing happening and pulled out their smartphone and started filming it. And they started filming it right when the guy on the motorcycle pulls up, raises his right leg, and kicks the rear quarter panel of the vehicle.
Oh, gosh.
The vehicle swerves as if the kick worked, hits the median, bounces, rolls back, hits a truck, which flips on the interstate, motorcycle boogies on down the road.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. It's a great weekend out there. It's really pretty. Drive safe. Don't drive distracted. We'll be back next week. Same time, same station. We want you to be safe and be listening to us. So from all of us here at the Heavy Metal Hour, Big Wheel, Parts is Parts, Super Duty, in absentia, no road rage, no distracted
driving.
Love
the driver next to you. We want you to drive on.
Want you to be there next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See ya.
Thank you.